Hello, everyone.
Hey, guys.
Let's play some Olympic music. Do you want to do that for us, Kerry?
No, I'm not singing. I will not be disgracing John Williams today.
Okay. Isn't it?
It was his. He just turned 90.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. They like did a thing on him on the Olympics, like took a minute. And they're like, we just have to say Olympics wouldn't be the same without John Williams. He's turning 90 today. So happy birthday, John.
I always love that. The intro when they're playing that music.
It's the bum, 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 bum.
Yes. And yeah. See, you did. There we go. We got her to
go. Oh, dang it. You got a few bars
and
out
then,
of me.
And then they are panning over like the mountains.
Yep.
It's in the snow. Yeah. Well, in Beijing, there's like zero snow.
I know. I'm so annoyed that Beijing got the Olympics. I can't even tell you.
But anyway, so we're going to do our Olympic episode today. Winter
this is
Olympics.
Our Disney Winter Olympic teams.
Yes.
Which characters are doing which sports for the, and competing for the Disney team?
If you haven't been watching Olympics, check it out. I don't know why you wouldn't.
Honestly, I know people say
they're busy, but then...
But you go home and we all know we're all watching TV at night, so there's no excuse.
Netflix
struggling. Is a waste right now. So go watch the Olympics.
Go watch the Olympics and check it out. It's just fun to watch. And you get all these unique stories. So we're going to do a little bit of a Disney flair spin to this whole Olympic episode.
Yes. Okay. Are we ready? We're going to we pick some events and we're going to have Disney characters facing off against each other. So Corbin, shall we start with our first event?
Let's start, and I do want to say really quickly, we did not do one for every single event, so don't turn us off yet, okay?
No.
If you're like, I don't want to hear about curling, which, if you've never watched curling...
Curling's really interesting.
It's interesting, right?
And it can get intense at the end when, like, you got to have nerves of steel.
Yeah.
Give it a chance.
Yeah, give it a chance. But we don't have curling, so here we go. All right.
So, our first Olympic event is short track speed skating.
Oh, boy.
One of my personal favorites. Short track is so fun to watch.
I was just watching it, and the guy that won the gold, he got two penalties.
Wow. Worse than penalties, penalties.
And so he got disqualified, and it was a scrum at the end. It was like he was like leaning, and his arms were out, and he's lunging with his leg.
It's like, it's the sport where you can kind of like get away with, you can get away with some squirrely stuff. In speed skating.
Well, they always do, but then they always pick on one person. It's like, oh, that guy penalized. It was like everybody was punching and elbowing the whole time. Like, how did you?
It's essentially roller derby on ice.
On ice.
Okay, so Corbin, who is going to be competing in your short track speed skating?
Okay, hang with me, folks. All right, this is way out there.
Oh man.
But I'm really excited about
it.
Okay, I have Wilby Daniels as Elwood. It's speed skating,
gosh,
short track.
From the Shaggy D.A.
Shaggy D.A. because he turns into a dog and there's
and
a scene.
And then he roller skates.
He's roller derby. It's awesome to watch a dog roller skating.
A man in a dog suit in a roller skating roller derby outfit.
I was so proud of this
bizarre.
One. This was I was hoping we would do this one last because I was.
Sorry.
That was like my climax. This is like the best one I could come up
with.
So
it's all downhill from here.
It is. It is. Because I don't know how you beat Wilby Daniels, Elwood, Wolf.
Wolf. All right. Well, my short track speed skater is actually going to be Thumper, which I think is a really good choice because you actually get to see Thumper on ice and he's got skills. He's got the long feet.
That's
and
what
he's
I'm concerned
little,
about. I'm concerned
so
about.
So he can just like skim in and out of people. He won't have to fight with anyone. Elwood can go push people over and Thumper will just be lapping everybody.
I am concerned about the size of his feet though.
Why?
Well, I mean,
have
they're
you
huge.
Seen speed skating skates? They're so long.
Yeah, but then it's like even longer because his feet are so big. So
no, I think that's the right decision.
The skates will be three times longer than his body.
Nope. Thumper's the way to go. You actually get to see him skate, and he's awesome. Look what I can do! And then off he goes.
And then he does
when
stuff.
When the gun starts the race, that's what he's going to say, and then he'll take off.
He's got style.
He's so cute.
I got that.
I get the cute award, if nothing else.
Oh, how about this?
People will pity him.
There's an even more obscure reference. Do you remember the Disney animated film with the chick and the dude ice skating? And she ends up on a block of ice, like going down the river, and he has to get into the...
Yeah, the winter one.
Yeah.
With the horses
and
then the two bunnies.
Rabbits. Yeah, the bunnies in there.
Yeah.
They
like
might
Thumper
be,
better.
I'll take those four. We'll take Thumper and Elwood. I just like his name.
Elwood. Oh, my gosh.
And then we'll take the couple from that animated. She wouldn't do very well. She's a terrible ice skater.
It's horrible.
But she's very well layered. She's going to stay warm.
Oh, my gosh, that woman. Recall. Okay, anyways, we've got speed skating. I personally think Thumper will win because he's little and he can go in and out of people. Elwood, he's just there to, I don't know what he's doing there.
He's great. He's a great roller skater.
Okay. I just keep having images of this man dressed in a dog suit with rollerblading stuff on. Can you imagine them getting him ready for that scene? They're like, your pride's gone. There's not an inkling of it left. Okay.
But no one knows who you are, so it's worth it.
Here we go. We're moving on to couples figure skating.
Pairs. I think
pairs.
They call it pairs ice
yes.
skating. Yes.
Pairs, excuse me. Not ice dancing, which is where they don't lift. This is figure skating where there is jumps, there's throws, there's lifts. So
there's technical scores, there's
yes.
expression and music and frilly, beautiful, cute outfits.
I haven't gotten to watch any of this yet. It's always I'm trying to decide what's the most intense to watch. Is it worse to watch people jump or when is it worse to watch him throw her?
The throwing is terrifying.
It's
every time wow. I mean she's like 10 feet off the ice.
And she probably weighs like 90 pounds.
And they're like, okay, now that you're 10 feet off the ice, you're gonna come spinning down and land on one leg.
Uh-huh.
And every time I'm just like, your knee should not that's not a part of the evolution process.
Yeah.
Your knees are not able to should not be able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Agreed. Okay. Corbin, who is your pairs figure skating couple?
I think this is a dark horse here.
Okay.
I don't know if the odds would be in their favor in terms of the gambling and things like that, but I'm going to go with Timon and Pumbaa.
Oh, my gosh. And did I know that you were going to say that? I'm not kidding. Like, before we started, I was sitting here and I was like, maybe I should have gone for something like Timon and Pumbaa.
And Timon will be doing the lifts. I think that would be hilarious.
I will say this. I feel that Pumbaa is probably actually very graceful.
Very graceful. You remember when he dives into the water?
Not a dang splash.
Just like he
not
does
a
like this.
Ripple.
This like he spreads way out and then he curls up into a little ball and just like a little bloop.
Yeah.
So I think Pumbaa's got it.
Timon concerns me.
I think there'd
be. Yeah, because he's emotional as well.
Yes, there'd be some straining with his eyes when he did the lift. It'd be like when Kermit the Frog is holding on to
Miss Piggy
and
yes.
his eyes are crossing.
Yes.
But I think the judges would look past that and they would be mesmerized by this large animal being lifted by this tiny.
Oh my
meerkat. So I'm excited.
That would be very,
dark horse.
Yeah. See, and I was like, he's going to pick something like that, and then my pick's going to look so traditional and so dumb.
Well, let's see.
I picked Tiana and Naveen from Princess and the Frog because they would do their routine.
Are they frogs or human?
They're human.
Okay.
To jazz music. And they're like little cute dance they do at the end. It would just be such a fun routine to watch them do like a 1920s situation with their outfits, with the music, and they're so cute together.
I wish we could make this real because I would be curious to find out if they did this performance as humans and then they changed into frogs, if they would get a higher score.
What are the rules here?
Would there be bias against human beings because these cute frogs are dancing, doing the same exact routine? I wish we could test this out, maybe in another life.
Another life. Oh my gosh. So I picked the traditional pick. There you go.
I think that's cute though.
It would be so cute.
Naveen
would be
great. We
should just go to Disney on Ice. We can just watch it happen. Essentially, that's what we're like thinking up here.
We're like, we got this brilliant idea.
Guys, we have Disney characters on ice skates. Right? Like, no one's
you
thought
get it?
Of it.
No one's like,
okay.
We've been out to ledge. Oh, I do like this idea of Naveen, though, because he's the charm, right?
Oh, yes.
He would lay it on thick.
Women would be swooning. He would be winking as he threw her.
Tiana would be, she would be the weak link here.
No, because she's got the work ethic. So she would keep them focused and on.
She's got the grit and
the
determination.
She's got the grit and he's got the charm.
Not words you usually hear with figure skating. I don't know if I've heard Johnny Weir say grit.
I don't know. I've heard it like when somebody like makes a jump and they're like, you can see that they were just like hanging on to that one.
They were fighting through
it. They were fighting through it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be Tiana. Okay.
Here we go. We're moving on to the snow.
Do you want me to go second this time?
Yeah, I'll go first. Sure. We're going to go into ski jumping.
Oh, boy.
I wouldn't even call my pick a dark horse because I don't think they're going to do great, but I just want to see it. I picked Wilbur and Orville from The Rescuers because they're the only characters I can think of that actually throw themselves off of a platform of some kind.
Well, no, Camry, this is, I'm sorry, but this is a terrible pick.
I know it is, but I just want to see it happen. I want to see them running.
Running down, and then they would just fall off the edge.
It would be so funny.
And they would roll down the hill.
I know. It just made me laugh, so that's
so
why I'm
funny.
Picking
Yeah, this is more of the entertainment pick than the actual
the
competing.
Huffing and the heaving
yes.
was part of
oh,
the
Oh, it's
reason.
So great. I love that. You know, I need to make that my alarm. Because that's what you feel like in the morning.
Yes.
You just like huffing and puffing to get out of bed.
Trying to get going.
Oh, I could do this. I could. Oh, I just fell out. Okay.
Oh my gosh. So yeah,
I like
I'm not
that.
Winning any medals, but for the sake of all of our entertainment, they'll be doing it.
I will give that my surprisingly fun award.
Yay!
For the pick. I was like,
go
wait,
me.
What are you talking? And then I was like, this is
You're
good.
Like, wait a minute.
I like this.
You gotta think about it.
There have been some issues in the Olympics with ski jumpers' clothing being too loose.
Too big.
They're getting disqualified.
So ridiculous.
No, it makes sense. Like, it's helping them fly.
It's helping them fly. They've got wings.
No, it's like it's like resistance,
flappy, flappy,
right?
Flappy.
They stay up in the air longer because they're like I got a parachute on their body. But I think my contestant would get disqualified.
Billowy clothes, huh?
Going with Dumbo. Billowing ears.
Oh, okay. Poor Dumbo. Yeah, and he would be all embarrassed and so sad that
he
someone,
got disqualified.
Yeah,
he's
because
like,
of
I
his
can't
ears.
Help it. I can't help it, okay?
Maybe they would have to teach him how to like put him back against his head like he's doing a nosedive or something. So he's not like flying. I don't know.
They would put a helmet on his head or something.
Oh, yeah. And then he would look silly. But that's so cute.
Remember when he sneezes? His ears are all cute and he's a little baby and everyone's like, oh, and then
see,
he sneezes.
See, he would be like Thumper. He would get the sympathy award where everyone's like, oh, he's so cute. Just let him win. He may get away with it.
I like Dumbo.
Oh, so cute. Corbin, that was a good pick.
Thank you. He's just got to practice.
Complete opposite of my pick.
Yeah, I think I'm going to win this one. But he would just have to practice his timing.
Which is sad because essentially what you're saying is that an elephant can fly better than a bird. But that's
well,
what
Orville
has happened
Wilbur, there's some serious issues there. I don't know. I think we call them more chickens than birds.
Yeah,
you know, like
chickens.
They're earthbound.
Hey, Orville does fly all the way to the bayou. And the other one flies all the way to Australia eventually. The beginning's right.
poor Bianca and Bernard. Bernard just jostling around. He would have to ride on the back during the event.
Not the smoothest of...
He would be giving play-by-play. He'd be the
commentators. Oh, now that's what we want. He'd be the Mike Tirico of
yeah,
Disney.
Yeah, but he would literally be on the contestants.
Yes!
This is great.
That's amazing. We've totally reinvented the Olympics. Okay. Our next event is going to be the biathlon, which involves cross-country skiing, and shooting. So there are two skills required for this. You have to pick accordingly.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry I'm laughing because the guy I picked, there's no way that they're going to put up with his shenanigans, but I'm excited to talk about him.
All right. You want to go first?
I will go first. So biathlon, for me, it's all about the shooting.
It is. Guys, if you don't know anything about biathlon, shooting is so important. You can't just go out there and miss four times because you get penalty laps every time you miss.
Yep, so
and
you're skiing
you're
longer.
If you can ski pretty good and then shoot perfectly, you have a really solid chance.
Yeah.
So, Corbin.
So it's all about the shooting for me. So I went with Clayton.
Oh,
from Tarzan.
Gosh. He would be shooting the other contestants.
He would.
He'd be hunting as he's going along.
I don't think he would stay on his skis for very long. He would get too impatient. He would just kick his skis to the sky.
He'd just be running.
Side. Yeah, he would be jogging with his gun, shooting people, shooting the targets.
Okay. You want to know what's funny about this? Is I also picked a villain. So this could get really nasty.
Oh,
really
boy.
Quick.
I like this. The
so
drama.
I picked Captain Hook. Because if we all remember, he shoots that guy out
of
the
crow's
nest.
Oh, yeah, he's a good shot. He doesn't have a look.
And then he shoots. He doesn't even look over his shoulder. And he's kind of got that, like, long, lean, tall body of a cross-country.
Uh-huh,
he's got good,
yeah.
long limbs.
Yeah, yeah. Very
so
different from Clayton.
There would be a lot of flowing hair. But, yeah, I picked Captain Hook.
Here, I'm picturing something right now. Ready? You ready for this? So the biathlon's going, and you know, you ski, and then you get to your shooting spot. You have to lay down, get your gun out, and you're like controlling your breathing.
Yes.
So there's this whole ordeal about making sure you don't miss.
Mm-hmm.
But Captain Hook would just ski by, not even look at the target and shoot.
Yes. Oh my gosh, he would be so good.
Just shoot bullseye. Boom, boom, boom.
He would
boom,
be like,
boom.
He's like the Hawkeye of Disney, essentially.
And he would just keep skiing on, and everybody else would just be like, show off. That's all, like trying to control their
and then
breathing.
Clayton would shoot him.
And then Clayton would go
anger.
By. guy, and he has like his eye is like a it's like a shotgun. So he's just shooting this spread, destroying all the targets, and then he would hunt down Captain Hook, and it would just turn into a huge tussle.
Oh, guys, I like this. I think this is really good. This is really good. I feel good about that pick. I think Captain Hook will win. Here's the thing: they do technically they do have to do like different positions, like you do a laying, a standing, but I like our idea better.
So many rules would be broken.
Yeah.
They would just have to throw out the rule book.
Yep.
Because if they didn't, they would get hunted down by these villains. So there you go.
They're like, fine, you win. okay. Our next event is going to be the skeleton. Now, I studied up on the skeleton a little bit because I was like, what kind of a body type is really good at skeleton? And this thing was saying that even though skeleton, for those of you that don't know, you're going down the bobsled run, but you're on a little sled and you're going head first. And this thing said that it's actually one of the more safe events you do on a bobsled run because you can actually see where you're going. Whereas whereas with luge and bobsledding, your vision is...
Fingers crossed.
Is very impaired.
Yes.
You can't see completely.
Yeah.
And you want to be a good sprinter and have really good reaction times.
So you got to be quick. Not like... You don't have to be like an Olympic sprinter, right?
But
like,
you need to be fast. To get off
some
the start.
Speed. Okay.
But you also want to have like lean, dense muscle because weight can, if you're heavier, you go faster. But okay. You don't want to be, it said not fat.
Not flabby.
No.
Nobody wants to see the rolls
lean,
jiggling as you're
muscle.
Going down the skeleton.
Yeah. So, Corbin, based off of that, who did you pick?
Well, you just gave me all this context here and now I'm wondering, but I will stick with my original pick. Not saying anything about density here, okay? Don't take this personally, Merida.
Oh!
And the reason why I picked her is because the flowing locks. I think that would be really cool to just watch the red hair going down the blue, down
she
the track.
She has a helmet on, though.
No, it's going to be hanging out. Like, you know, she's got long hair.
She doesn't weigh very much.
Well, again, I didn't know that
oh,
that
yeah.
was like...
Sorry.
Density was an important factor
the,
there.
The billowing hair would be really nice.
I think it'd be mesmerizing.
Wow. Probably maybe more wind resistance, though, because...
I don't care.
Okay. It would be
I'm curious to find out your pick for this dense...
I picked Buzz Lightyear because I feel like... I just have this image of him... Where he's like got the helmet on and he's got his eyes and he's focused and like it's shaking, you know?
Here's my concern. He has all these buttons on the front of him. And so when he's laying on his tubby, his wings are going to get flown out, stuck out,
yeah.
And he's going to get high centered in the, one of those tunnels.
The image I have in my brain is definitely more of the Buzz Lightyear from the Lightyear trailer that's coming out this summer.
Okay.
Like the actual Buzz.
I was thinking Toy Story 2 when he's doing the Zurg. He's like flying through the planet.
Oh,
to defeat the
yeah,
Zurg.
That's a cool moment.
So I think that's very skeleton-y.
Yeah, you're right. His suit isn't necessarily, he's going to be high centered.
Or he's going to be like Buzz Lightyear to the rescue, yeah. Like the whole way down, just like over and over. Because they keep bumping the buttons.
His wings are going in, out.
Yes, in, out, yes. That could be a hazard.
I think he's got the focus for it, though. He's pretty swift. He's good under pressure because he's flown his rocket ship.
Well, now I want to see Woody do it, too. Could you see Woody with his little legs, his scrawny legs?
And his arms flapping behind him? He wouldn't go very fast.
Yeah, his legs and his arms would be flapping like crazy behind him when he
and
was going
to. And his cheeks would be like shaking like yeah. they do in the first one.
But he'd be so determined to beat Buzz because yeah. there's this competition going on.
Yeah. Oh, this is good.
And he might cheat.
He might. Maybe.
He would like loosen a screw on his
oh,
sled.
Oh, that's sad.
It would be kind of like cool
Woody
runnings.
Woody from the first movie, yeah, he would do that. So anyways, there you go. Well, Buzz Lightyear is my skeleton.
Can I just say, runner. The reason why I did pick Merida is because originally I picked the bobsled team and mm-hmm. I wanted the three brothers and Merida
oh,
in the bobsled with the hair and then the boys.
The chaos.
Are, they're insane.
Is this the boys as boys or the boys as bears?
Just the boys as boys,
okay.
I guess.
Okay, so they've got all of that red hair sticking out the top.
Yeah, and I think they would go super fast because they just don't care. They're reckless in that sense. I don't
yeah.
know if they could push the stupid bobsled.
Yeah, they're not very heavy and they're not very strong, but they would just be cheering and hollering all the way down.
I think I'm going more for entertainment than medals.
Yeah, you did what I did with my ski jumping. Mm. It was like, I just want to see this character do this event. All right, guys, we've got one more left, and this is actually one of my favorite events to watch.
I do have two more. Bonus.
Okay, Corbin
bonus
crystals. Corbin has bonus crystals.
Yes.
okay. Snowboard half pipe. One of my favorite events to watch, though it is so nerve-wracking and I have to watch between my fingers. Corbin, who is going to be your half-pipe snowboarder?
I will answer, and then I want to deviate a little bit.
Okay.
My snowboard half-piper. That's what we call it.
It works.
Cusco.
Oh, I think he's Cusco, got the style.
He's got flair. He's got the
flair.
Attitude.
Oh, has he got attitude? And the hair. He's got longer hair. He's got that snowboarder look.
And I would love to just see his entourage at the end.
Oh, my heavens.
Because he would get to the end. He would cross the line. And then people would be swarming him with, like, you know, dabbing his brow and giving him food and water.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm pretty excited about Cusco. I think he's going to do very well.
Okay. I mean, he's not doing better than my person. My person is winning all the way. My snowboard half-piper is Jim Hawkins. There's no competition, people.
No, I think
from Treasure Planet. No, are you kidding me? Cusco's never ridden a board of any kind, and he has no work ethic. Jim Hawkins has a Solar Surfer, so he knows how to do this, and he has an earring and a ponytail.
Well,
so,
newsflash, Camry, sometimes talent wins over work ethic. Despite all those
Cusco has no talent for anything.
Have you seen him dance, his spin?
That doesn't mean he knows how to ride a snowboard.
He can spin a cup on his finger.
He doesn't have any experience in snow or with any type of boarding of any kind.
Where does he live? On the top of a mountain. I'm sure it snows there.
No, it doesn't.
I'm sure it does.
He's in the jungle.
No.
Yes.
No, this is like Machu Picchu. Way up in the sky, right?
I don't think
I'm sure he could pick it up very quickly. I think it's a stiff competition. I'm not guaranteeing he'd win, but
Jim
I think
Hawkins
it'd be
all the way. Sorry.
I stand by my man.
You have a great pick. He'll look really good with a silver medal around his neck, which he will throw a temper tantrum about and be a sore loser. Hee hee. Okay, you were going to deviate. Please deviate.
Oh, I do want to deviate a little bit because the Olympics. What is the most intense event? You said snowboard half pipe for you is.
Oh, that's my favorite. One of my favorite events to watch in terms of watching.
Like the most intense, where it's like hard to watch. Figure skating is really
figure
hard.
Skating is so hard. I think pairs figure skating with what? Because not only are they jumping and spinning, but then there's the throwing and the lifting. None of it is comfortable.
And they're supposed to be synchronized when they're jumping. You're like, oh, they're off. They're off. They're spinning. That one was spinning too fast.
Yeah.
You're such the judge.
Yeah.
Like gymnastics, right? Gymnastics is so intense.
Oh,
like the balance beam
is the worst. Geez. Balance beam is the worst because at any second, they could just go flying off the thing.
It's assumed that someone's going to get hurt.
And it goes on forever. Balance beam goes, like the vault. They're over in 2 seconds, and you're like, oh, okay. Balance beam won't end. So you're just constantly in a state of terror.
Yeah. And the same thing with figure skating. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yesterday watching the South Korean guy literally just fall. It was like directly onto his hip.
Oh.
And you're just like that. And he got up and kept going. And
yes.
You're just like, how?
And then they have to sit there and get their score in front of everybody. There was that one guy a couple nights ago who, I mean, he basically just rolled all over the ice for 5 minutes and it was so sad. Like he missed his first jump and then after that, like it was just a snowball effect. It was so sad. I was so proud of him that he kept getting up and keep going, but I was so sad for him.
That imagery is so funny. Just as soon as he hits the ice, just rolling, like just falling,
and
flopping.
Anytime he tries to get up,
and then, of course, the judge is so proper, like taking points off. Like, oh, yep, there's another fall.
Oh, jeez.
Can I bring up a pet peeve from the Olympics?
Yes, please do.
Okay, I understand the mask thing. I get it. Okay, we got to wear masks, whatever. Okay. One of the Japanese skaters does 5 quads during his performance. He is his chest is heaving after this exercise and this accomplishment, and then they throw a mask on him, and he is literally, you could see the mask like going into his mouth because he's just trying to get air. It's like if everyone else masks up and he could just give him 5 minutes to catch his breath before you throw a mask on him.
That is
give
sad.
Him an oxygen mask, something. But I was so sad for him because he was just like,
he should have gotten the mask like Nathan Chen, which is the stiff like construction worker mask.
I don't think that would even help because
the cloth ones do go down your throat.
Even with like breathing so hard, the air was going up above it, like through his eyes, mm-hmm. and like his hair, it was all over the place.
Oh.
I was so sad for him. Anyways, Disney.
Hopefully he's not still hyperventilating.
Disney Olympics. He got the silver medal, but I was just a little concerned for him. You need air, folks, okay? You need air after doing five quads.
Oh, man. Poor thing. He did five quads and he didn't even win. I'm sure he was like...
He got the silver last Olympics, too.
Oh, man. It's okay. I was super excited for Nathan Chen. Anywho. Did we cover all of your events, Corbin?
Oh, I have one more.
I thought you did.
Okay. I really have a soft place in my heart for speed skating long track. I don't know why.
I don't know why you do either, because it is... Those people's thighs are like people... Buns of steel? No, these are thighs of like... I don't know. What's the hardest thing? Diamond?
Titanium?
Titanium thighs. Go on.
I don't know where to go with that, but this is a shout out to my girl. This is going to make my wife mad. Claire Belcow for long track speed skating.
She has no muscle mass at all.
But she's very long, and I could see her with her determination. I think it would be really fun to watch.
There's
a little inside joke here because we went to Disneyland. There's a parade with Clarabelle Cow in it. She happened to look over at me, blow me a kiss. So,
hey, Clarabelle makes dang good ice cream, and me and your wife sampled it on various occasions. So I think Clarabelle should stick to ice cream. Don't go long track. Don't do it.
Stick with
your ice cream.
There's potential here. I know. I think there's something here. In the Three Musketeers movie, she shows some real... initiative
spunk?
And spark.
There's nothing spark. Okay, that's fine. Clarabelle can be your long tracker. That's great.
All right. Okay. Do we want to give any shout outs to some original characters like Mickey Mouse? I was looking at Mickey and Goofy and Donald. I was trying to figure out where do these guys fit.
I would love to watch Goofy do the biathlon. It wouldn't be pretty, but I would love to watch it. He wouldn't do well.
They have his sports edition of him doing sports. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But that's downhill skiing. The biathlon would be very interesting.
Because then he'd have a gun with the poles and the skis. And him trying to go, it's hard. Cross-country skiing is hard.
The gag would be that at some point he would be looking down the barrel
yeah.
of his gun.
Mm-hmm. Why isn't it shooting? And then there go Captain Hook and Clayton in the background chasing each other.
I think Mickey and Minnie, a pair skating, that would be kind of cute.
That would be charming.
I mean, it's easy, but...
I'm trying to think of what is best for Donald's temperament.
Donald's always the X factor. He would be that athlete that everyone's like, you know, if he can just stay focused, he's got a lot of potential.
Which makes me wonder, would he be better at something that like plays out over a long period of time or something that's over in 5 seconds?
How about he's like sitting second or third seat in the bobsled? Although he could cause chaos because he like starts
panicking
or like getting mad because someone's touching him, you know?
Somebody's touching me.
What do we do with Donald? Poor Donald. I got the list of Winter Olympic events here. I'm just not sure.
I don't think he would do well on a team.
So you think it's individual?
I think it would have to be individual. And I'm going to go with something that...
How about freestyle skiing?
I was going to say something that's over fairly quickly.
And that seems like Tasmanian devilish.
Maybe like... No, you know what? With the right partner, he could be a curler. Because Donald's not into thrill. He gets panicky and frightened by things. So curling's nice and safe.
Whew, that's a long time to keep him in check.
That is.
You'd have to have Daisy with him,
so
like constantly
long.
Just stroking
no,
his
if
arm.
If I've learned anything from Mickey's Roadster Racers, it's that Daisy and Donald are not terribly compatible.
Wait, I remember watching this one episode, and Daisy was hitting on
Daisy and Pete were on the same team.
Yeah, they were like,
and they were working it. They were so good together. And it was like, you have this moment where you're like, oh my gosh, Daisy and Donald do not make a very good couple.
They're like best friends.
They're very similar, which is hard.
Yeah. Do you remember when Donald gets married at Daisy? It's not Daisy, but it's like the old.
Oh, yeah. It was like an old cartoon.
She had like curlers in her hair, like a cigarette. Like just like it was after the honeymoon. So she just totally gave up on life.
Oh my gosh.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right. Curling's probably the complete opposite of what Donald should do. He probably should do like aerial skiing or ski jumping or something. So it's just one thing, you're done, move on.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think.
He's a dark horse. I don't know.
It's just hard. Donald, we want to include you, but you got to tone it down, okay? My goodness.
We like your competitive spirit, but you got to be able to function.
Yeah. So, anyways. All right. Well, there you go. That's our Winter Olympics with Disney.
Yeah. We hope we inspired you to chime in. Not chime in. Well, yeah, chime in. Let us know what sport Donald should do, but also watch the Olympics. There's some good stuff coming up in the next few days. We've got couples figure skating. We've got some snowboard action happening tonight with the half pipe and Shaun White.
Downhill skiing. We didn't even talk about that with our Disney characters.
We didn't. We kind of just straight
Goofy
away.
Goofy already kind of took care of that, though.
Yeah, we don't want to have to compete with that. Yeah. He covered it.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So next week,
we're going to do our first movie review of the year. It's going to be Cinderella. So join us. We're going to be talking Gus Gus and Rusifi and the whole gang.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
I'm excited for this. All right. We'll talk to you then.
This has been another episode of The Neverland Files. Subscribe and review and join the conversation over on Instagram at The Neverland Files. Thanks for listening.